Incoming Labor Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is celebrating his victory on home soil. He was met by cheers from a crowd in his home suburb of Marrickville a day after winning the federal election. Mr. Albanese has reflected on what this means for him.
It was a really big moment and, it's something that's a big moment in my life, but what I want it to be is a big moment for the country. I do want to change the country. I want to change the way that politics operates in this country.
His partner Jodie Hayden says Saturday night's win is still sinking in, but she's really excited. And at Bar Italia in Sydney's Inner West, the chefs were already waiting for their favourite customer.
What do you think about our favourite customer, Anthony Albanese, winning the election? What do you think?
Yeah!
These locals have shared their thoughts on the Prime Minister-elect.
I think he should go all right, with a bit of luck. It'll come to fruition whether he's the man or not, so there's no hiding.
Feels pretty good. Actually, his son went to my school, so, you know, I guess it's pretty close to home. So, yeah, it does. Feels pretty good.
After almost three decades in the Parliament, Anthony Albanese will now become the 31st Prime Minister of Australia, leading Labor to just its fourth victory from opposition since World War II. He is Australia's first Prime Minister with a non-Anglo-Celtic name. He grew up thinking his Italian father, Carlo Albanese, had died, though Mr. Albanese learnt the truth as an adult and met him before he died in 2014. In this election moment, the significance of his heritage was not lost. Mr. Albanese was first elected to Parliament in 1996 as the member for Grayndler. He studied economics at university and his lifelong ambition was fostered in humble beginnings. From public housing and being raised by a single mother on the disability pension, he will now take the highest of office in the country. In his victory speech, Mr. Albanese has paid tribute to his mother.
To my mum, Marianne, who's beaming down on us. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Scott Morrison spent the day after the election at Horizon Church in Sutherland, delivering his last speech as Prime Minister.
Where God calls us, whether you're a Prime Minister or a pastor, running a business, teaching in schools, working in the police force, doesn't matter. We're each called to trust and obey, and that's the life of faithfulness he calls us to, and that's how we live our faith each and every day, regardless of what your job is, and to express it through how you do that.
After almost a decade in power, the Liberal National Government has been toppled. Scott Morrison conceded defeat on Saturday night after it became clear his party would not be able to form a majority government. He will step down as Liberal leader at the next party room meeting, but will stay on in Parliament to represent his Cook electorate. Addressing his congregation on Sunday, Mr. Morrison held back tears.
I'm very pleased that the last thing I say as PM is here.
Scott Morrison became Prime Minister in 2018 after a push from the hard right faction of the Liberal Party that ousted moderate leader Malcolm Turnbull. He governed through one of the most difficult periods in Australia's recent history. As the Black Summer bushfires burnt through most of East Coast Australia, Mr. Morrison was condemned for taking a holiday in Hawaii. He led the country through the once-in-a-century COVID-19 pandemic with a relatively low death rate, but was criticised for a slow vaccine rollout and problems with aged care. His supporters say Mr. Morrison oversaw a strong economic recovery from the pandemic, with Australia recording an unemployment rate not seen since the 1970s. He was forced by former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins to confront the treatment of women in Parliament. He took net zero carbon emissions by 2050 to the world stage, and while his rhetoric on China won some allies, it tested relationships in the Pacific. Mr. Morrison has accepted responsibility for the loss on Saturday night.
To my colleagues tonight, who have had to deal with very difficult news and have lost their seats tonight,
I, as leader, take responsibility for the wins and the losses. That is the burden and that is the responsibility of leadership. And as a result, I will be handing over the leadership at the next party room meeting to ensure that the party can be taken forward under new leadership, which is the appropriate thing to do.
Mr Morrison's high-stakes election campaign tactics have resulted in the decimation of the moderate wing of the Liberal Party, with Liberal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg potentially out of the race for the seat of Kooyong. Conservative Peter Dutton is considered the front-runner for the party's next leader. Meanwhile, Anthony Albanese's first focus in his new role will be on the world stage. After being sworn in as Prime Minister on Monday, he will travel to Tokyo for the Quad Summit to meet with the leaders of the United States, Japan and India.
The Quad Leaders Meeting is an absolute priority for Australia, and it enables us to send a message to the world that there is a change of government. There will be some changes in policy, particularly with regard to climate change and our engagement with the world.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.